Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims. This is Rawan.
And this is Ran. So I feel like we haven't checked in for a really long time. So how have you been?
I've been good. I've been really busy with school. I'm sure that everyone that's in school right now is reaching that point when it's just like everything is really picking up.
Yeah.
Like the first few weeks of school are definitely a lie because, you know, if you're in college, like some of your labs haven't started in the first few weeks and like it's more chill, there aren't exams.
Mm-hmm.
But these past few weeks, I know that everyone that I know that's still in school has been on the struggle bus and
had
a bunch of exams and stuff. But it's starting to like wind down like the first round of like exams and assignments and projects.
Thank goodness.
But I've just been like so busy with that lately. What about you?
Literally same thing here. Like I finished my two exams and next week I have two. So I feel like it's getting better, but I'm like glad that the first thing is done. And I also think with work too, after the summer, everyone's like picking up and like people are starting internships and stuff. So like good luck to everyone. But this year's going to be great, I think.
Yeah, honestly, everyone is going to do amazing. And, you know, we got to just stay on that grind and keep going because we really have no choice but to keep at it. But it's honestly nice to be busy. Like
mm-hmm.
over the summer, there was like a 2-week period when I wasn't doing anything and I didn't think that part through. So I didn't like sign up for anything in that point. And when I was just sitting at home doing nothing for those 2 weeks, I was going crazy, just like not having a schedule and not having things to do. So I feel like as humans, we just naturally crave like having a schedule and being busy. So it's actually nice to be busy. In the moment, I definitely don't like it, but overall,
last week I was like, no. to stop. I swear, I did not have like one moment to just sit down.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes you are like, when am I going to eat my meals during the day? Like, I don't have time for that. But yeah, just a reminder to everyone to remember to take care of yourself in the middle of all the busyness of school or work if you have a job or both. And just remember that your grades don't define you, or and how well you're doing in the class doesn't
mm-hmm.
define you. And make sure to just be kind to yourself overall and give yourself a break when you need one.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Even if it's like not a long break, like last week, I just listened to really loud music all the time and it helped me.
Yeah. And if you need some tips on self-care, we do have an episode in our back school episode. Part of it, we talk about self-care tips. So if you do want some ideas as to how you can take care of yourself or just kind of like jogging your memory about what you can do, then feel free to go back and listen to that episode.
I think that's a good reminder that we all need. And speaking of taking care of ourselves and listening to what we need, let's turn it around and listen to what you guys have to say by discussing one of the responses that we got to the question, what is something you've been struggling with lately? So today's response says, I struggle with convincing my parents of anything. They are very traditional and are always worried of what people think. We live in America and there are immigrants that were born and raised overseas. Being a female, I feel like I have a lot less privileges than my brothers because my parents are a lot more overprotective of me. It is hard to convince them that I can be independent and take care of myself.
Yeah, this is definitely a very valid concern. And I feel like a lot of girls in the Muslim community who might have immigrant parents sometimes struggle with this. And this definitely seems like a lot. I'm sure that it's very overwhelming for you to feel all of these emotions and to have to go through all of this. And it's very frustrating. And kind of balancing those emotions with
mm-hmm.
everything else in your life seems to be very difficult. And I'm sure that it is really difficult for you. But I would say like the first thing that I would do in this situation is to just make sure that I'm having conversations with my parents
mm-hmm.
as much as I can. And honestly, I feel like a lot of it too comes with time. Like the older you get, the more that you can have conversations with your parents, just about anything, honestly. Like when I was younger, obviously your relationship with your parents looks very different because it's much more of them like parenting you.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get older, like you can go out with your mom and have like real conversations about things and just talk about life and what she's going through and what you're going through. So I think the first thing is to work on continuing to establish a friendship with your parents.
I agree.
More
yeah,
so than like a parent to child relationship. I would say that's the first thing. What do you think?
Yeah, no. I also think that you should show them that you are capable of being independent. And it's like small things like showing them that you're responsible and just doing things maybe like even around the house that they wouldn't expect of you.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes them respect you more. And like, if they see that you're being independent and you're being responsible and you're doing these things that you're not supposed to be told to do and things like that, I feel like they would be able to give you more freedom, or not even freedom. They would just be more willing to sit down and talk to you about your concerns. So like, if you have a real conversation with them and you're showing all these good characteristics and like you're doing things that you aren't being asked to do and you're just being a good, I guess, child overall, like I feel like they would be more willing to sit down and talk about your concerns.
Yeah. And I also think another thing, if you have parents that are a little bit more strict, one thing is that oftentimes I feel like kids can feel like, or their kid, like your parents' kids can feel like they're getting shut down because mm-hmm. your parents are really strict. I mean, if you're in that situation. And so just trying to like be persistent, you know, like yeah. don't feel like, oh, my mom said no once, so I'm just gonna like not go back again and mm-hmm. ask. So I think persistence is key, and it's very hard to be persistent when mm-hmm. your parents say no, because you know when you go back that it might be a little bit more of a tense conversation or something that's uncomfortable. But I think being persistent, and something that goes hand in hand with that persistence, is having someone in your family be an ally to you.
Mm-hmm.
So my uncle's wife, shout out to Reda, she is one of like my favorite people in the whole world. And she's so kind, and she's like a big sister to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever my mom wouldn't agree to something, I would always go and tell her.
Yeah.
And she would just kind of like back me up, you know, obviously if she agreed with me, but she would back me up and tell my mom like, hey, I think you should let her do this, and I think she's old enough to do this, or she's responsible enough yeah. to do this. So finding someone in your family, whether that be your dad mm-hmm. or a sibling or someone,
it's probably not your dad.
Yeah, it might not be. He might be siding with your mom. But just someone in your family that can side with you, mm-hmm. who your mom really values and trusts, is really important, or who your parents really value and trust.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I also have like people like that, like my aunt and my cousin. I always call them. I'm like, my mom is not letting me do this, or like she's being so, I don't know, like she's just not understanding it. And but when they sit down and talk to her, then like she is more understanding, because they also take it from her perspective
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
So your parents also need to feel like their emotions are being validated, like their concerns are being understood too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like most parents don't want to have that relationship with their child where they're like the strict one, or they're just like no all the time, things yeah. like that. So I feel like having those conversations with your parents are very important, because like then they'll feel like you care about what their concerns are for you too.
Yeah. And also too, just kind of from the parents' perspective, I think that a lot of times things to us that we know are like safe and we know are fine, to them are so foreign because they weren't raised here, that it can make them like weary of letting you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, like if you grew up here, like you know like what is safe and what is unsafe.
Like hiking.
Yeah. But to your parents, like everything is so just like something they weren't used to and something they didn't grow up around. So imagine just like moving to an entire different country and then like not knowing anything. You would assume that everything is bad and everything mm-hmm. is dangerous. Like if you've traveled at all before, like I know over the summer, I spent some time abroad, and when I was there, I was like scared of everything. You know, everyone that was there was like, yeah, just go to the store. But I would be afraid to go, because you're like, oh, I might get mugged. I might get this. I might get that. So just being in a different country, everyday, daily activities seem a bit more dangerous, or you're a bit more wary of it. And I feel like that's honestly a struggle that a lot of immigrant parents go mm-hmm. through, is that they're not familiar with everything. So yeah, it can be a little bit harder to convince them to get on board with everything. And it's also frustrating for us, because we know that it's fine, but it's just like trying to understand both perspectives is really important.
So obviously this is a tough situation for you, but what our advice would be, although like there's not one thing that you can do, because all parents are different, and so mm-hmm. something that we might do with our parents might not work with yours, but we would say like just try to be persistent, try to show them that you are responsible enough and you can take care of yourself, and just try to find that person in your family that can back you up as well.
Yeah, and talking about it is really important too with other people. And to kind of wrap this up, I think sometimes it's helpful to talk to your friends or to other people who are also going through the same thing, which leads directly into what our episode today is going to be about, which talks about friendship. And I think we all know the impact that your friends can have on you, and especially good friends. So I think to kind of bring today's episode on a positive note, I feel like a lot of times we talk about bad friends and how that can really affect you. But on the more positive end, I think if you're fortunate enough to have really good friends, it can really impact you in a great way. And today we're going to be doing a little mashup of some questions about our friendship. Some of them are more serious than others. And we're also going to be mixing in some of our thoughts about what good friends look like and how that can in turn shape your life. So let's get into it.
So the first question says, what is something weird that your friend likes? So something that Rowan loves, but I think is really weird, is libraries. Like, she has this really weird obsession with libraries, and it makes me very uncomfortable. And she also loves books, but I just like one library, but I don't like libraries in all.
I strongly believe in libraries. I don't like when people say that libraries are going to be obsolete one day and that we should get rid of them. I think libraries are wonderful places, and mm-hmm. Ren always makes fun of me for it, but I like them. One weird thing that Ren likes is turtles. She has this insanely weird obsession with turtles, and she talks about them a lot, and it's just really strange.
You know what the sad part is? My mom won't let me get one, so...
Okay, the next question says, what is a bad habit that your friend has?
Oh my god, this question is so freaking easy. Rowan does not answer her phone, and it pisses me off. Like, it actually makes me really mad. And, like, sometimes if you tell her something really important and she doesn't answer, then, like, a few hours later, she's like, oh, can I call you back? And, well, honey, my emotions about the thing have gone. Like, I've moved on. Like, everything's great now. So, no, everything's fine.
You know that there's this tweet or a meme. I don't remember which one it was. But it's like, if someone is holding a gun to your head and they say, call your friend. And if they pick up, I shoot you. Which friend do you call? I'm that friend. I hate talking on the phone. And most of the time, my phone is on do not disturb. So I don't get people's calls anyway. And I usually take a very long time to respond to text messages because I just hate being on my phone to respond to messages and calls. I really don't like that. So I put my phone on do not disturb just so that I don't see any of
it. Also, there are multiple times that I thought she was dead and I was like freaking out. And like her mom wasn't here and her sisters weren't here when they were in Egypt. And she had just come back and I was like, oh my God, like I haven't heard from her all day. Like I texted her, she didn't answer. Like, I don't know what to do. So I texted her on all platforms, even Viber, which she hasn't used for so long. I called her on WhatsApp. This girl didn't answer, and I don't have her dad's number. So I was just really worried, and I told my mom that I was going to call the cops if she didn't answer in a little bit.
Yeah, there are so many times when people have legitimately thought that I almost died or that something horrible happened to me because I just don't answer my phone. And yeah, it's because it's on Do Not Disturb. So if you call me and I don't answer, that's most likely what's going on.
Thank you for letting us know.
No problem. A bad habit that you have is when you text or send something, you use like overly formal punctuation. So when most people text, they just say like, hey, what's up? They don't put a question mark at the end, or they don't put like commas before the and in like a coordinating conjunction, independent, like two independent clauses put together. But Rand like uses punctuation extensively when she texts, and it's so weird. Like, I don't know if it's a bad habit, but it's just really weird. And it's just, I feel like I'm talking to an essay generator and not like a real person.
Okay, let me tell you why. Because guys, Rowan is like a little grammar nerd, okay? So I don't want to sound dumb when I'm talking to her. And then I just like kind of use that with everyone now because—
But like, I know, I don't call people out when they're texting because I know that it's just like whatever. I will only say something if it's like a legitimate post or something and someone has like a glaring error.
Okay, fine. I'm going to start texting you without any periods. But honestly, it really bothers me. And I hate when people put a space and then the period or punctuation. Oh yeah. My God, that pisses me off. Fine, I'm just going to start texting you random things without any commas, without any correctly spelled words or anything.
Do it. I'm up for it.
Okay. So the third question is craziest memory together. Guys, we're not crazy people. I think me and Iwan are both grandmas, but we've done some, I guess, fun things.
We've done some weird things. This one time, we were cleaning our masjid with our youth group. Shout out to YM Greenville. And we had this idea. We were like, okay, we're going to deep clean our whole masjid and we're going
to, like, you know, bleach the floors and everything.
Yeah, we're going to help revamp it. And so we pooled some money and me and Rand and my sister went to Walmart to buy the cleaning supplies, and we were ready to, you know, put on full Arab level cleaning in our masjid. And so we went to Walmart and we got a cart like so full of like cleaning supplies and things that needed to be restocked. It was like, I think, several hundred dollars worth of items. And we were running around Walmart, like putting all this stuff in our cart that we needed to like clean our masjid. And we did self-checkout. And when we were checking out, we had this like curtain rod and apparently we forgot to scan it, but it didn't beep when we were leaving. And so then afterwards, we ended up not using it. And so we were going to return it. And when we went to return it, the lady was like, this isn't on your receipt. So we realized we accidentally stole it.
Yeah. And so we never returned it. But like Rowan got rid of it because we didn't like want anything haram in our possession.
Yeah, I didn't want to, like, you know, get a sin for keeping something that I stole, but I was so afraid to go to Walmart and tell them because I didn't want them to arrest me. I was convinced that I was going to get arrested for it.
Also, so, that day, this lady was, like, following us around, and she's really creepy.
Yeah, it was a very strange day. It was like a fever dream. But yeah, and then we went to the masjid with all of our friends and we like bleached the floors with like actual bleach and we were like scrubbing it by hand. It was a very weird day, but it was definitely something that was like super crazy slash weird. Yeah, it was really fun. Okay, what about you?
So like this was last October. We were going to Mad World and basically what it is, it's like a haunted house. So I just went because everyone else was going. Like, I didn't want to be, you know, the lame one.
Wait, let me interject. Mad World is a haunted house, but it's not like a house. It's outside.
So it's like in the forest.
In a forest, in like the middle of nowhere. And it's super, super creepy. It's like
13 minutes from my house.
It's super creepy.
Yeah. So we go and like we do the thing. Okay. First of all, I thought it was really scary. I had my eyes closed the whole time and I did not enjoy it. Okay. I mean, it was fun, but it was really scary. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see anything. And then afterwards, it was like we were done at 11:30 or something, like at night. So my curfew was at 11. So then they were like, hey, do you guys want to go eat? So I said, yeah. Okay. So we all go. And then like me and Rowan and all our friends, we're just sitting there eating. But we're actually like really scared because I think it was like, yeah, we were stress eating because I think it was like 12:30. We're not home yet. Our curfew is like we're way over. So we're just all like, oh, my God, like, guys, I hope to see you next time because I'm probably going to be so dead. And you know what? All of them go home and everything's fine. Okay. I get home at 1 because my house is like the furthest at like 1:30. And then you know what? My mom was awake waiting for me, just like staring at me. And then I got in so much trouble.
This is 1:30 a.m. by the way. And also I think it was just like some weird Halloween spirit that came down because for some reason our parents, well, my parents and our other friends' parents were like surprisingly very chill about it, which is not normal at all. I still don't know what happened, how we got away with that. But yeah, Rent was the only one that got in trouble.
Yeah. Good moments.
Yeah, it's good times. Okay, so the next question is, what is your favorite quality about your friend?
Dead silence.
Cricket.
So I like how balanced Rowan is. So she can be really fun at times, but then when we need to be serious, she's really serious. And like she can be very caring too. So like I think mm-hmm. it's really important because like sometimes also she kind of balances me out. Like when I'm very irrational and like stressed out, like she knows how to calm me down and like she ensures me that everything's going to be okay. And honestly, like without that, I don't think I would be sane. Like no joke. Like last year she did it all the time and it was really helpful because I thought I was going to go crazy and not get into college. So
my favorite thing about Rand is that she helps keep like our friend group grounded, and she's a very just like moral person overall, which is really important to have in a friend. And I think that one of the best things about having a solid group of friends that really relate to you, especially as a young Muslim, like mm-hmm. living in America today, is having friends that remind you of what's morally correct and what's not, especially like according to your religion. So like if we're all going out, I think our entire friend group is good about this.
Yeah.
But if we're out at the mall or shopping or something, someone will always be like, hey, like let's stop in the fitting room and go pray because, you know, the next prayer is about to, mm-hmm. you know, it's about to be time for the next prayer. And so, yeah, I really like about Rand that she helps keep our friend group grounded and always doing the right thing. And she has a very good sense of morals. And I think in general, in terms of just like friendship, it's really important to look for friends who have the same core values as you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to sound like a poster in a third grade teacher's classroom, but it's really true to find people that have the same values as you. And it really helps you have stronger and more like wholesome, well-rounded friendships.
So out of all the questions, I think this one is the most important. So it says, if your whole house was on fire, nasamahallah, and your family was okay, what would you save and why? Okay, guys. So Rowan would probably save her she would save her whole closet and her laptop.
Yeah, I would definitely save my whole closet because there are some pieces when you wear hijab, if you're a hijabi and you relate to this, please like Instagram DM us and tell us this. But sometimes you just value your closet so much more because there are pieces in there that are like super modest and cute and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it takes so long to create like a wardrobe of things that are like modest and cute. So imagine like losing all your clothes in general, what's up? But then if you're like hijabi and you're trying to find that balance between dressing modestly and having cute clothes, losing your clothes would just be an absolute disaster.
Rowan has told me many times, like, that's not how love. If she dies, please don't give my clothes to anyone. Like, I swear to God, she said that multiple times.
I value my clothes way more than most regular people, but it's because I work really hard to make sure that I find like the right clothes that are the right balance.
Yeah, I really like your sense of style.
Thanks, I appreciate that. For Dant, she would definitely save her phone. She loves her phone a lot, and sometimes I feel like she would honestly just die for her phone. But yeah, she would definitely save her phone first.
That's so true.
Okay, the next question. What is a moment in your friendship that touched you?
Getting deep. Yeah. So I think for me, it's like just the overall friendship. Like, I don't have any sisters, so it's like harder for me to make friends, I guess. Like, it has been harder for me to make friends. But like with Rowan and like her family, they just like took me in like as like the fourth sister. So I think that has just touched me. Like, her mom treats me like her daughter, and like they just treat me like their sisters. And there's not really like that border of friends and then sister, it has been crossed. So like, I guess that really touched me.
Yeah. I think on a similar note is that Renz is always like looking out for my sisters too, because when I'm in college and I'm not here, she always like picks up my sisters and drops them off, and she kind of like fills that role of being their sister. And she's also, Renz loves it, like, she's very good about talking on the phone, and like she doesn't find it awkward. So sometimes she'll like call my mom about something, and then she'll talk to my mom on the phone, like have a whole conversation, which I would be so scared to do. But she fits in very well to our family, and she always like looks out for my siblings and my mom, and she'll be like, hey, I think your sister's really stressed out, like you should check in on her, like something I might not be aware of. And I think in general, like having friends that your family is like comfortable with too, and that really care about your family the way you do, is another really important part of friendship. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have someone who really like looks after everything that you value the way you do. They again share those same core values.
I think it's so important for your family to be like loving of your friends, because if your parents tell you like, I don't feel comfortable with this friend, listen to them. They're so right. Like, I don't know how many times that's happened, but they're always right. So always listen to them.
Yeah. Your parents are usually always right about how your friends affect you, because they can see it from like an outside lens of like how you're changing. You might not notice how you're changing because of your friends, but whether we all like it or not, our friends, our parents' friends, they all have an impact on you and your personality. Mm-hmm. And there's a hadith in Islam that talks about how having a good friend is like being around someone who like sells like musk. So like you smell good, and so everyone knows like, you know, you've been around good people and you've been doing something good. But then having a bad friend is like being around like a blacksmith. Yeah. So like you'd be covered in like all this dirt and stuff like that. And so basically, the hadith is telling us that your friends can very, very directly impact how you act and how you look. And so it's really important to choose wisely.
Okay, so question 7 says, what are 3 things your friend always carries with her? Okay, guys. So Rowan always has her sunglasses, even though it's not sunny. She wears them inside sometimes. It's kind of weird.
Essentials.
She has her chapstick. And she usually has like her laptop.
Yeah, I carry those 3 things around me pretty much all the time. For Rand, it would probably be her phone. She never goes anywhere without her phone. And I feel like I tend to forget my phone sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, crap, forgot my phone somewhere. But Rand always has her phone on her. But one thing she doesn't carry with her is her driver's license. So someone please comment and tell Rand to make sure to carry her driver's license, because she drives around sometimes and doesn't have it.
Because I feel like if I get pulled over, they can just search me up in the system. I think I'll be fine.
I know, but I think you get in trouble if you don't have it with you. I hope there's not a cop listening to this.
I doubt it. Down. Also, I don't like to carry around my debit card. As of right now, it's lost. So
life lessons for everyone listening. 1, never carry your driver's license. 2, never bring money with you. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Okay.
Next question. What is a secret talent that your friend has?
So guys, Mashallah, Rowan is a great writer. Like, I love reading what she writes, because sometimes I'm like, oh my God, like that metaphor, whatever, it was so good. Like, it just ties in really nicely. So I really enjoy reading what she writes.
Thank you. Okay, Rowan's secret talent is that she's like a baby whisperer. You know how when you're holding a baby sometimes, I saw this tweet and it was like, what is betrayal? And someone was like, when you're holding a baby and the baby reaches its arm out for someone else. And I like, that is so true, because the other person that the baby is reaching their arms out to is always Rand. She's very good with babies and very good with kids in general. If she is with a bunch of kids, or if we're with a group of kids when we both used to teach at Sunday school, if people were being uncooperative, like, Rand would always be able to come in and just talk to them. And 2 minutes later, they're doing exactly what you've been trying to get them to do for the past 20 minutes. So she's very good with kids. Mashallah.
Okay, guys. So number 9 is, who's most likely to get fired from a job?
Definitely Rand. She is much more outspoken about her opinions, which is a good thing. But she,
sometimes you can leave them to yourself, though.
If she doesn't like something, you can, number one, tell on her face. She's very bad at hiding her emotions. And number two, she's going to say it outright. So if you were to get fired from a job, you'd probably get fired because you, like, told your boss that you, like, hated the way they were doing something, and then they would just fire you.
This is all very true. So if you guys are looking for an employee to fire, please hire me. The next question says, who reads more books?
Me. Ren does not like to read, and it really disappoints me when I meet other people who don't like to read. Reading is so important, people. And so, yeah, I like to read a lot, and I wish I had more time to read. Like, my ideal day would be to be on the beach somewhere and for it to be, like,
with
not...
With your bikini.
Okay. Yeah, with a halal swimsuit. To be sitting on the beach and for it to not be, like, super hot, to be just kind of, like, a cool day, probably in, like, 50s or 60s. And then to just have, like, a stack of books next to me.
Oh my God.
And, like, iced coffee on the other hand, and to just sit there all day and read. If I could do that, that would be, like, the best day in the world for me. The next question asks, what is your favorite feature about your friend? Mine would be Ren's eyebrows. We've said this in an episode before, but in the early 2000s, the trend was to have the thinnest eyebrows in the world and to take off all your eyebrows. And if you're Arab or, you know, like Southeast Asian or Desi, you know what it's like to have really bushy eyebrows when all the girls in your class had super thin eyebrows. And everyone made fun of us for it. But now, when big, thick eyebrows are a trend, I feel like we're winning. And Rand has really nice, thick eyebrows, mashallah.
No, thank you. My favorite feature about Rowan is her eyes, mashallah. They're so pretty, and I love the color of them. And, like, sometimes I feel like they change with what she wears. They're really pretty, mashallah.
Thank you. Okay, last question. It's a bit more deep. What is something that your friend has taught you?
Okay, so I feel like I've learned a lot from being friends with Rowan, but I've learned how to be more confident and just say what I want to say and just stand up for myself and be more outspoken. And she also motivates me to do things like she's a motivated person, so she also motivates me to be less lazy and go after what I want.
Oh, so nice. Okay, so the thing that I've learned from Rand, among many, is like just being more kind to other people and learning to focus on character versus like superficial qualities that people have. So one thing I really like about Rand is that she's very focused on like doing the right thing even when no one is looking. And I think that's a really important quality to have in whoever you're friends with. So a lot of situations will kind of show this. It's more of just kind of like as time goes by, you'll learn whether your friend has this or not. But like Rand always does the right thing even when people aren't looking. Like if she were to find like $40 on the ground, she's not the kind of person that would just like pick it up and take it and be like, oh, yay, good day for me. Like she would go after and try and find whoever's it was. And she's just generally a very moral person.
So overall, it's very important who you're surrounding yourself with. So make sure that the people that you're surrounding yourself with are the people that you want to be like, because there's like this Arabic saying that says those who you're around for 40 days, you're going to start being like them.
Yeah. And whether we like it or not, your friends have a huge impact on you. And I think especially today as young Muslims living in America, we already go through so much and we go through all of these like different internal and external battles with our identities and just grappling with that. And so having good friends that you can relate to.
Yeah, like your support group.
Yeah, it just makes the process so much easier. If you have someone who can be like, hey, I'm really struggling with this. I'm really struggling to figure out how to balance praying with my school schedule. So just finding people that can relate to you and can be there for you is really crucial to developing our identities as young Muslims today. And we hope that this episode gave you guys a little bit of insight as to how you all can reflect on who you're surrounding yourself with, whether that be on like a more superficial level or on a deeper level, just understanding that friendships are super important. And also remembering that not all friendships are perfect and everyone has something that they can work on to improve themselves. So grab your friends and get to work on making one another better people.
And also the 25th anniversary of the show Friends comes out next week. So like it's showing like 3 times or something. So you should also grab your friends and go watch that too.
Also, if you are fortunate enough to have a great friend, show them how much you appreciate them by getting them a gift from a new jewelry company with great and beautiful pieces called Muslim Avenue. We are collaborating with them in this episode, so keep an eye out on our Instagram for our giveaway in collaboration with Muslim Avenue. Basically, we will be giving two beautiful necklaces away, one for you and one for your friend. Part of the proceeds will also go to building mosques around the world, so you're also helping other people with your purchase. Make sure to check out Muslim Avenue on Instagram at muslim.ave.
And remember to follow us on Instagram at @realtalkrealmuslims. Share this episode with your friends and your family, and give us any feedback about this episode by messaging us on Instagram at @realtalkrealmuslims or emailing us at realtalkrealmuslims@gmail.com.
That's Real Talk Real Muslims for you.
Bye.